Billy Corgan's on the line. Billy, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
You get a good night's sleep. You've got a family. You've got music on your mind. The Cubs season started. I hope you're in a good headspace.
There's no sleep over here. We just had a baby.
So, I heard.
Yeah, we got a 9 and a 6 and a baby. So
9, 6, baby.
It's a full tilt boogie over here, as we say.
That's a zone press. You can't guard a man to man anymore, can you?
No, what was the box in one? That's what I played in the junior high.
Yeah. You guard these two and all freelance and try and follow the one-year-old or the whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for just giving us a few minutes of your time. And then what's this deal with the Lyric Opera?
Oh, this is such an incredible thing. You know, we talked back channel for a little while, and we came up with this idea of staging a classical interpretation of the Pumpkins' Melancholy in the Infinite Sadness album, which is 30 years old this year, which just boggles my mind that it's 30. But this is going to be a complete reinterpretation of the work. Not every song in that record, but a lot of it. And I'll sing a few songs, but also those will be sung by some of the opera stars of the Lyric.
So will it be, because sometimes the Lyric will have 50 people on stage singing. They're going to do Carmina Burana, but I mean, can you just tell me about the orchestration or the performance of it?
Full orchestra, orchestra, full choir, and 5 soloists. I'll be one of the 5 soloists.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, no, I'm intimidated. I've been on some of the biggest stages in the world, but this is a totally different ballgame here.
Why do you say that?
Well, because they're just such incredibly trained and gifted singers and, masters of their craft. You know, DIY rock, which is kind of what we came from, the independent scene, you know, we didn't have any training. I mean, everything we learned to do, we learned how to do ourselves. And there's something beautiful about, the way we make our cabinets in Pumpkinland. But, when you're dealing with people who, operate at the highest levels of musicality, it's intimidating.
Yeah, maybe so, but you're not exactly chopped liver. I was watching the other day the interview that you did with Howard Stern where you described how you were a bit of a musical savant as a kid. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I was tested when I was about 7 years old, and the long and short of the story is they came back and told my parents that I had scored the highest score in the history of the state of Illinois for musical aptitude, and that I was probably a musical savant, and I needed to start musical instruction immediately. And my father got one look at the cost of the whole thing and basically tore up the piece of paper and threw it in the garbage, and that was the end of my musical instruction.
Well, that can be expensive. So back to the Lyric Opera then. So 7 performances, we'll recognize the songs or will they be differently interpreted?
I think most people recognize melodies. So the beautiful thing is there's a lot of wonderful melodies on this album. And there'll be a little Gershwin going on, a little bit of Wagner going on. So the idea here is to create a bridge between, let's call it, the two worlds of opera and classical and into, rock and roll. And I think the thing that really encouraged the Lyric when we met for the first time is I said, I really want this to work for your audience. I know my audience will come because they'll be curious, but we're not trying to rock up the orchestra here. We want this really to work in your world. And that really encouraged them to let them understand that I really do appreciate what they're trying to do there, and we really want it to work for their patrons and the people who support the Lyric every day. You know, the Lyric is one of the most important musical institutions in Chicago, and we all need to band together and support this great organization. So this is a really unique opportunity, and I think the best compliment I've gotten so far, and I also heard this from Mr. Mangum, who runs the Lyric, is people are saying, I'm going to go to the Opera House for the first time in my life. And I think that's the thing that really, warms my heart. We want to create a musical opportunity here, but also create a welcoming opportunity for people maybe who wouldn't think they would have any business being in an opera house.
Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins on a line. The quote from you on their release I thought was apt. It's, opera and rock both tell stories of heightened emotions. And isn't that the truth, right?
Yes, and I think that's what's going to be so beautiful about it, as I think we're going to wring even more emotion out of this work that's 30 years old. And, we've all been in these situations, whether it's at Disneyland or something, where we hear a song reinterpreted maybe in a little bit more sentimental and pretty way and with some more polyphony, and I think that's what you're really going to see. You're going to see something. And people need to remember that I wrote this work in Chicago. This work is really about being in Chicago, growing up in Chicago. So it's very much a hometown work.
So will we be able to sing along?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you know, if I once took my, I made the mistake one time of taking my 3-year-old daughter, she was 3 at the time, to a classical concert at Ravinia, and she fell asleep and started snoring. She was only 3, and the person behind me kept whirling around, giving me death darts with her eyes because, you know, she was disturbing the classical concert. So, I'm not sure the great stars of the lyric want our fans warbling along, so we'll see. Maybe we'll have a moment where we can encourage everybody to join in or something.
Let me just insert this. My granddaughter went with her mother to the symphony orchestra. She's 4 years old, and they specifically had a program for children. I think you get those kids in the door, they appreciate the music. And that's why I think this is such a home run for the lyric. You're right. We've got to protect and preserve that institution, even if you're not going to go to see Madame Butterfly, although you could. But let's get your butt in the door to break the barrier down.
I think they're doing a great job of trying to really open up the doors and bring in a whole new audience. And I think that's what I'm so encouraged by. I'm a fan of the lyric. I go and I just went and saw La Boheme the other night. But I understand, you know, look, we're all facing new challenges in this new era. I just heard you before talking about the economics of the times. Yeah. We're all facing a lot of change in American life. The constant conversation, whether it's about AI or what's going to happen maybe to some of the most esteemed arts in our country, particularly with children not learning music in schools anymore. These are all concerns that we all have as citizens of the city and as people who love culture. And so I think this is really a moment to celebrate, like, wow, you know, these doors, which are usually closed to people like me, are being flung open. And I think, you know, we don't want to just go in and have fun. We want to win.
7 performances, November 21st through the 30th. The tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. And it says here, please note, ticket buyers will need to have a current Lyric account to secure tickets. And that's real easy. Just go to Lyric Opera and sign up, and then you can buy tickets starting Friday morning. Bob Surratt will be mad at me if I don't ask you about the Cubs. What's your projection for the season?
You know, I'm such a damaged PTSD Cubs fan I approach every season very cautiously. You know what I mean? I've learned not to start with hope and then work backwards. I kind of gently kind of come into the season as it goes along and see kind of what's happening. So please forgive me for not watching every game and paying attention to everything, but I just can't. I just emotionally can't handle it anymore.
Besides, he's got small children and he's got to work at the Lyric Opera. So have a great run. Have a good season with the Cubs, and our best to your family, Billy.
Oh, thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
Billy Corrigan from the Smashing Pumpkins.